For sure.
Tell you what, last week I missed a really busy week, but with the whole Columbia gas situation now, you had emailed me earlier today and said that right now we're down to somewhere in the area of 70 to 75 customers who are still without service. What's the latest development with this whole Columbia gas situation?
Well, fortunately, those last 70 to 75 appear to be mostly vacant homes, or the ones that have not been lived in some time. What the city did was they went through and they took the list of customers that might still be out, and then they took the list of their water billing, their billing list, and compared the two and realized that some of these actual residences had not been lived in a while, and they were most of them were vacant, and they couldn't contact any residents or any owners. So it looks like everything kind of went according to plan, and Columbia really came in and did a heck of a job. City Council was pleased last night with the response, and I know that everybody over here at the Chronicle who had to deal with the communication staff for Columbia Gas found them to be helpful and kind of Johnny on the spot when it came to answering questions.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, this really seems like a success story. I mean, this was a pretty big deal. They were shutting off basically heat to a lot of these homes when the temperature was dropping below 20 degrees at night, and still, it seemed like they were able to get everything back together, and it wasn't more than a couple of days before people could get that back, correct?
Sure, sure. And what happened, what we're hearing, and the state, Public Utilities Commission is going to look into, what exactly caused it, and Columbia is working with them, as last we heard from Columbia. So basically, you had some cold and wet days out there with people with no heat, but they were people were lighting fireplaces over at Park, and I was at Park in Cornell the other day talking to some people, and they were carting in firewood and trying to bundled up in multiple layers, and I think everybody kind of rode it out pretty well. Some cold showers over in Eastern Heights for a little while, but it seems like most everything's back to normal.
You had mentioned to me earlier also that, I think it was middle of last week, you were soliciting some responses from some folks in the area to try and get in contact with you about how they were dealing with the cold in the wake of the entire gas issue. And you were looking for some interesting responses. And you mentioned one of your colleagues found out about someone who used a man's best friend to try and stay warm.
if memory serves, there was a gentleman who was hiding underneath his Saint Bernard to keep warm, and on a more serious note, safety officials tend to tell people to try not to use space heaters in these situations, and definitely don't plug them into to the power strips and that kind of thing. But he was riding it out with a dog to for body warmth. And then I think a lot of other people were wearing blankets and that kind of thing. But that was the best one that we had last week. So,
well, if you're using a Saint Bernard to keep warm, right? If you're going to pick out a canine to keep you warm, I'm not sure you can do much better than a Saint Bernard, can you? I mean, that's about as good as it gets. That's about as warm as you're going to get.
The Saint Bernard, the throw blanket of the dog species, I guess, out there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the throw. That's a gigantic throw blanket. Yes. Some of those things weigh 150 pounds.
Yeah, no kidding.
Those things are huge, absolutely huge. Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on our local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, Dave, I want to get into another story that you were really, really busy with over the last week and a half, and this goes back to the incident in Camden Township. And holy smokes, this thing really kind of took on a life of its own. SWAT team got involved, and what are the latest developments on this?
Yeah, scary, real scary stuff. At this point, the investigation is being handled by the Lorain Police Department. That's one thing that I've noticed about Lorain County is that oftentimes they will, the agencies here will, if they have an incident involving an officer, they will hand off to another agency, which is a pretty good, a refreshing way. If you're talking about accountability, you're not doing your own investigation. I mean, you may do your own internal investigation, but you're also asking for help from other specialists in the business, if you will. But yeah, right now we're trying to figure out what exactly happened. I know that the officer in question who fired at least one shot and hit Daniel Kalala, who's a 62-year-old, excuse me, from New London in Huron County, was identified just yesterday as Lieutenant Wayne Ramsey of the LaGrange Police Department. It's the second time he's been involved in a shooting like this since 2012. In that previous one, he was cleared of a shooting, a shooting incident up in Sheffield Township, I believe. We'll see what happens. I'm still waiting on some documents, going through video and files, and we'll see what more pops on that. But fortunately, no members of the public or law enforcement were hurt. And the one gentleman who allegedly threatened the police was unfortunately deceased. So
that whole story was wild to me. I think I had first heard about that. I was looking on Twitter and kind of heard some things in the scanner, and I thought, wow, this thing could get pretty wild pretty quickly. I think the amazing part to me was that it didn't spill out into the public. Anytime somebody brandishes a firearm like that and makes some crazy lofty threats, you just hope that nobody brings this thing out into the general public. And, you know, while he was taken down and he has since passed on, you know, this thing could have been a heck of a lot worse. And I think we certainly need to applaud the SWAT team for getting in there and making sure that this thing did not become a bigger deal.
From what I understand, they put up a real proper cordon around the entire area. Some of the video, that I've reviewed has deputies and then highway patrol troopers out there turning drivers around, saying, "Hey, you can't go down that way. We have a situation." And everybody seemed to, everybody was pulling over to the side of the road when the flashing lights were coming around. So everybody, followed officers' directions. And I think they should be commended for making sure that the public stayed out of the way while they dealt with the situation. So they did a solid job of that, from what I'm seeing.
No doubt about it. Well, speaking of the scanner, one of my favorite things about following Dave O'Brien on Twitter is that he does a remarkable job of pointing out stories that he hears on the scanner on a daily basis. So, Dave, take us down memory lane here. Over the past 7 days and change, what's the best thing that you heard on the scanner?
Well, I'm gonna go back to just a week ago, 26th of November, 2018, when we heard again with very little context, and I always caution that we have very little context on some of these things, of police responding to a call where a woman, and I quote, ran upstairs like a child and refused to speak with us, unquote.
That's good. That tells you sort of a lot about the situation, I believe, if that's coming from the police officers.
Wow. Well, you know what? This is the season where you're taught to be nice and not naughty.
It's cold coming up in her stocking, I believe.
Could be plenty of it. Dave, before we cut you loose, my man, what are some stories that you're working on for next week?
Well, I've got a fun one coming up on Thursday. There's going to be a large number of students doing some mock trial work, pretending to be witnesses and attorneys and judge. Well, I don't know if they're going to be the judges, but they'll be learning about the legal system firsthand at the Lorain County Courthouse. So that sounds kind of fun. And Also, we've got some city council meetings. I believe Elyria City Council Finance and Community Development is next week, and that's pushed back, I believe, about 2 days. Normally they meet on Monday, but I think they'll be meeting on Wednesday, if I'm correct, for next week. And then Elyria School Board also is coming up, and so we'll see what else pops in between now and then.
All right, good stuff. Well, Dave, as always, a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate you giving us some of your time. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Absolutely. We'll make a habit of it.
Absolutely, Dave. Thank you. Thank you again very much.